News Talk 580 WTCM, 9 minutes after 10 o'clock on this Wednesday, June the 28th. Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority, who is a guest on our show. Well, Bonnie, you just take us away every single Wednesday here. You bring along some fabulous guests of your own, and we get to get out of here. We get to dream of where we're going to go. And you're going to do the same thing today, aren't you?
Oh, we are. I love being able to immerse our spirits, everything about what we're thinking about doing, by bringing on incredible people. And so we've had this wonderful person on several times.
Yes.
So we're going to welcome Peggy Glick. She's the strategic market manager for Celebrity Cruises, and so much happening at Celebrity. So, Peggy, good morning.
Good morning, Bonnie.
Oh, are we going to talk about stuff?
I'm so excited. Really, I have so much to talk about today. I want to talk a little bit about adventure, maybe in the Galapagos Islands.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, let's get started on that, because there's so much to cover, and we have an interesting reveal at the end of this.
A surprise, an industry-breaking surprise that was just announced last night.
Oh my gosh, I can't handle surprises.
Well, you're gonna have to handle it for the few minutes that we're until the end.
Well, Peggy, first of all, Celebrity Cruises, if we can just, we've had you on the show before, everyone is treated like a celebrity. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just one of the most immersive, as you say, experiences, and you really do feel like you are a celebrity, you know, like you have the paparazzi following you around wherever you go, but you're on a celebrity cruise, so you keep them at bay, you know?
They're not there.
Well, thank you. Yes, we are known as a modern luxury vacation and the highest in the premium category. And like you say, the paparazzi, maybe that's our service, 2-to-1 guest staff ratio, because for every two guests, we have one staff member to cater to their every single need. And they're very unobtrusive, very friendly, but they're always there.
You know, there's so nothing
thank you
like
for the
service.
Reputation.
Nothing like great service like that.
True.
Like feeling pampered and forgetting your cares back at home because someone else is handling your cares.
Right, and it's very difficult when you get off the ship to go home and say, what time's dinner? Oh, that's right. I have to do that.
I'm thirsty. I could use some more ice.
When are we getting into port? Oh, no, that's my driveway.
Yes. That's right. Where's my modern luxury at every corner of this house?
Goodness. Well, let's get an adventure, because we have a great destination and Celebrity can take you there.
Yes. Well, listen, if a modern luxury vacation to the Galapagos Islands wasn't on your bucket list before, it definitely should be now. Celebrity offers the most diverse Galapagos expeditions available, and we have three stunning ships. We've just added two ships in the past year to our fleet. So people have choices, and that is what people want. We have six different unique cruise itineraries. And on the ships, we have our flagship, which is called Exploration. She holds 100 guests, and she visits two different islands a day. This is an all-inclusive product. And as it is with our other two ships, Exploration, a catamaran holding 16 guests, so this is perfect for a small group. And then we have a 48 guest ship called Experience. But all of these are all inclusive products. So what do they include? They include all of your well drinks. They include all of your shore excursions. So twice a day, you're going to have a professional naturalist take you onto the islands and show you around in either a low or a medium kind of activity that you choose yourself. It includes all of your meals, and it includes your airfare from Quito to Baltra, where you board the ship.
Wow.
So this is a seamless vacation, soft adventure, but really, really unique.
You know, and Peggy, what the experience is all about. I mean, we have the modern luxury ship. We have a place to call home, and then we get ourselves immersed in the world that's so pristine. It's so maintained against any sort of outside source that would come in and destroy that natural beauty and habitat. And just to go there, that is on so many lists of people that are looking to do that type of like you say, soft adventure. So, and maybe sometimes we think a celebrity if we see a ship in port and we're in Florida or whatever, but it's worldwide. It's not just going down to the Caribbean or Mexico. You can take us all worldwide.
Oh, we do. We go all over Europe. We go to Australia, New Zealand. We go to South America. Oh, just absolutely everybody, mm-hmm. everywhere. But with Galapagos, I wanted to mention, because you said it is so pristine, it is also a place for animal lovers because yeah. there's over mm-hmm. 200 species of animals on the Galapagos Islands that exist nowhere else in the world. And there are no predators on the island, and these animals have absolutely no fear of humans. So you can just interact with them and watch. They're just an amazing, of course, things like the blue-footed booby. And there's also a red-footed booby as well.
I didn't know that.
Yes, there is. And so when they take these expeditions, they are just immersed into this land that, as Bonnie says, is so pristine and offers such a unique vacation. It really, really should be on the bucket list. And Celebrity is there to do it, you know, in a perfectly modern luxury way. We've just totally revitalized our expedition and have a discovery lounge with a huge destination wall every night. The naturalist will give an overview of where they'll be the next day.
Wow.
We have Darwin's restaurant is spectacular. All of the staterooms have been revitalized. Suites have been added. And like I said, two other choices in ships as well. So please put the Galapagos vacation on your bucket list.
I have to say, one of the best things about Celebrity is the way that you treat the Galapagos Islands mm-hmm. as well. Because as you said, you're talking about animals that have no fear of people. That's because when you're going there with your crew, you're treating the island, you're leaving it the same way that you found it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is such a big part of the Galapagos is that it is virtually untouched. And right. even with these vacations and people being able to go experience this, this is exactly how it would have been in Darwin's time.
We need to respect what's there. We
yes.
need to respect nature. We need to respect the natural habitat. And there are great stewards of that, and Celebrity is one of them for sure.
Now, Peggy, what is the best time to go to the Galapagos Islands?
That's a very popular question, and we go all year round. It is on the equator, so the mm-hmm. weather is always the same. We leave every 7 nights. We also have longer packages. In the longer packages, we have 10, 11, 13, and 15-night packages that include 2 pre-night stays in Quito, Ecuador. And then we also include the transfers from Quito, as I said, you know, to your hotel, to Baltra to board the ship, and back to the airport. So there are lots of different things, including a Machu Picchu edition. If
oh, wow.
Like
which is very popular.
Yeah, how cool.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
definitely.
Very, very
if you're going to go that way, why not stop by Machu Picchu, right?
And go all year long,
mm-hmm.
because it is on the equator,
mm-hmm.
and the weather is much the same.
Definitely. Peggy, when we're looking at Celebrity and as we talk about worldwide and we talk about, I want to ask you about 2017 and 18 targets and dates and stuff that are going on and changes that might be, because there's so much left of 2017. We have just reached that halfway point of the year, and there are a lot of specials, availabilities, things that are coming in to different destinations. So let's kind of touch on just kind of where that value is right now.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's exactly what I wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for people who are still looking to travel in 2017, we have the beautiful equinox in the Caribbean. It's called our Summer Caribbean. We have more overnights in the Caribbean for our long Caribbean guests, if we like. With those long Caribbean, we have shore excursions that are exclusive to Celebrity, and they're overnights. And they have like Jazz Under the Stars with Cozumel,
oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Sunset Champagne Cruise. And then for those of you who want to bring their family, we have a summer camp at sea.
And now, there's a summer camp to go to, really.
Absolutely. So bring your kids. Mm-hmm. We have Creation Station, of course, Xbox, cooking classes at sea for the kids, pizza for the teens, and maybe cupcakes for the kids. We have GoPros for the teens where they can film
oh,
themselves
cool.
doing mm-hmm. everything they like. And complimentary on our summer equinox, plenty of availability left too. We have culinary demonstrations, wine tastings, mixology classes, a galley tour on all of our equinox, and summer movies on the lawn on our third acre of only ship that has real grass on the top of their ship. So please consider that. We also have some Alaska left, Alaska in August. So,
and Alaska is getting more and more popular.
Yes.
We were looking at 2017, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Peggy, because we did find some availability. But as we started looking at 2018, it was getting a little tight out there, which is a sign that it's always been popular, but sometimes it's even more popular now. I think people want to experience Alaska as well. It's still, there's a lot of really pristine and really not in, you know, totally overpopulated areas to see. And this would be the time, not only for 2017, but to be making those reservations for 2018 worldwide, correct?
Absolutely. So we are filling up for 2018, a little bit left for 2017. And I would also say that another popular one that fills up very fast is the Canada New England sailing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so people who are looking to discover that region of the world, definitely is such a beautiful, beautiful cruise. And along that area is Bermuda.
Oh,
it's a
yeah.
well-kept secret, and people forget about Bermuda. And that's a great substitution for people who have been to the Caribbean over and over again. Take your family to Bermuda or go on your second honeymoon there. What a way to see Bermuda.
You know, it's interesting because we were looking at the different styles as we've been keeping track internally at the Travel Authority about where are some of the most popular, but it's also what are the types of things that are the most popular to do as well. And most of this is centered around really trying to find the culture, really get that people-to-people feel from wherever they're going. But it's also the experience of doing it maybe with your family, maybe with a group of friends. It's really making sure that, you know, you all get that what you're looking for. And that's what's the beauty, especially of a cruise like Celebrity. There's something for everyone, and there's destinations for everyone. We've had people coming in and saying, I want to renew my vows.
Yeah.
Now, how fun is that?
Oh, how great would that be?
Or I'm going for a destination wedding. I want to do something different. Or, by the way, we have a bachelor or bachelorette party. Mm-hmm. That's an amazing world these days. I mean, that's going ahead of time. It's like, boy, we're going to build up to the wedding, but boy, are we going to have fun before that, too.
Yes.
So lots of those types of things that are going on. So, you know, that's why I think that the cruise industry, and especially Celebrity, is seeing just record numbers because it is so popular. There is so much to do. And you're always reinventing yourself, right, Peggy?
We are so reinventing ourselves, and we have a brand new ship, as you know, coming out in 2018.
Ooh.
Called The Edge.
Now, I'm going to interrupt you for a second, Peggy. So those listeners who listen to us each week, you'll remember Peggy talking about it on the first reveal. We started talking.
Yes.
Yes. Remember that? And there was just enough information. And the funny thing is they don't even tell the people at Celebrity all about it. They want the big surprise.
Total surprise.
Yes. So we have breaking news today that Peggy can only tell us certain things, but we do have breaking news. So what's today?
Is
this a boring day or just anything happening?
Yeah, absolutely. I know that I spoke about our first reveal.
Yes.
I don't know, it was about 6 weeks ago maybe, where we introduced the magic carpet and our new venues on board and our amazing infinite veranda and just new iconic suites. Well, last night and just this morning, I received the information on the second reveal of the year, and it's called Eden. And so we're introducing Eden, which features stunning panoramic ocean views and an atmosphere that changes throughout the day. This is a three-level open public venue.
Wow.
And it includes the Eden Cafe, an Eden Bar, an Eden Restaurant. And the venue is open to all guests and ages to relax, dine, enjoy the views, entertainment, and then to be surrounded by the natural elements. So listen to this. They're going to have what they call chillful mornings. So there's going to be bright and airy three stories of windows bringing in this amazing morning light and offering stunning views as far as they can see. And then they're going to have an Eden Cafe with breakfast and specialty coffees and light, lively music with some performing people there.
Oh, cool.
Aerialists. So then coming into the afternoon, it's going to be called a playful afternoon. And so they're going to, you know, kind of maybe strengthen your culinary and beverage skills with some enrichment classes. So they can take, you know, a food and wine pairing class or a cooking challenge, maybe a wine tasting. And they're going to have, again, the Eden Cafe will have lunch and specialty coffees, and then they'll offer the classes. So that will be fun. And then the bar will have handcrafted, you know, cocktails and then music. So, which brings us to the evening. And they're called sinful evenings. So we've gone from chillful mornings to playful afternoons. Isn't this wonderful?
This is great.
The venue's going to
change. I love this.
To the day. And then in the evening, they're going to experience your eve at Eden with a fusion of performance art and unique culinary experiences.
Is there nap time in the middle? This is what I'm I would want to do all this stuff with probably a little siesta in there.
Oh, this sounds amazing.
Whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want. That's the thing, right?
That's right. So there's going to be, you know, an unconventional kind of theater. Mm-hmm. With dining and night lights. So they'll have Eden Restaurant for dinner and an Eden Bar, but they're going to have a performance art during that, during the dinner. So very, very cool, very exciting.
Very different. And the class and the modern luxury and everything that goes with celebrity. But Peggy, one of my questions, because if I'm listening to this show, I got to be sitting there saying, okay, when is this going to sail?
Yeah,
and
right.
Kind of to where? And can I make a reservation now?
Yes,
so I know those answers, but why don't you let our listeners know?
Yes. Our new ship Edge, which will be the first of four ships, will commence on December 16th of 2018. She will be first going to the Caribbean, Eastern and Western. And then in the end of April, they haven't announced where she'll go from there.
That'll be the next reveal.
So that's the next reveal. You guys love your secrets.
Seriously, they wouldn't tell. They wouldn't tell the industry. They wouldn't. Peggy didn't know, and then it was announced. And there's like a 2 o'clock basically webinar and things like that this afternoon for the industry, so everybody can get up to date on it as well. But how exciting is this?
That is so amazing. And Peggy, you know, one of the other things about celebrity cruises, and we were just talking about cruises in general, and the thing about celebrity is that it is modern luxury. It's all inclusive. You get on board and you go. You don't have to worry about anything else. That's the best part.
It is. It's a seamless, worry-free, enjoyable vacation.
Well, it's interesting because I'm reading about the Edge, and it says Eden will awaken every sense with unexpected, immersed experiences. It will do that, and so do all your other ships.
Yeah.
Because it's a fleet-wide culture. It's a fleet-wide way of doing it, and you're doing it in it's not a stuffy way to do it. It's not all of those things that go with it. It's a comfortable, it's kind of the lifestyle that most of us have today. And celebrity addresses all that with all their ships.
You know, and Peggy, the other thing I wanted to mention, when we started this conversation talking about the Galapagos, and if you hadn't had that on your bucket list, I'm sure people are. I saw Colleen, she's getting out her piece of paper and her notebook. She's writing it down. She said she was looking at pictures and she could feel the hair on her arms starting to stand up, goosebumps, because that's what you get with celebrity cruises. But, you know, you can find a way to do this. A lot of people think, oh, gosh, you know what? It sounds like it's just going to be not in my budget. There is something for everyone with Celebrity Cruises. And even looking at some of the pricing going into the future, calling up the travel authority and saying, I need to get to the Galapagos. Let's start planning for that now. Bonnie, you guys will be happy to do that.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be very happy to do that. And we have someone in our office who's been to that destination. That's Tammy Saponi. A lot of our listeners know her as well.
She's great.
And yeah, she is great. And she's been there, which is wonderful. But it's just a matter of, you know, we are trained.
Yes.
We you know, Celebrity keeps us up to date on everything. And if that's not the destination that you found us talking about today, believe me, when we're talking about worldwide destinations that you're interested in, I can't imagine any place locally, Europe, anywhere, that we can't find something that could match up to what you want to do, which is the most important thing as our traveler. We want to know what you want to do.
Thank you so much for joining us, Peggy Glick. And, you know, the question always is, where do you go? Where do you go? You can start planning that right now.
Yes, you can.
All you have to do is go to thetravelauthority.com. You can say, I heard Peggy talking about Celebrity Cruises. I want to get to the Galapagos. I want to get to Europe. I want to get to Alaska. And Peggy, you guys, and Bonnie Pintozzi, of course, will get you there, right?
Absolutely. Peggy,
absolutely.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us again today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.
And Bonnie Pintozzi, that is the question. Where do you go?
You just go.
You can just look online.
Look it on our website. The closest travel authority office nearby you. Up and, you know, just contact us and we're there.
I love it. Thank you so much, Bonnie Pintozzi. Until next week. It'll be July next week.
It will.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.